The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Way to make an entrance. Let me tell you something. Judge Andrew Napolitano takes the time with us, host of the Judging Freedom Podcast. You can check the good judge out at judgenap.com, please. Judge Andrew, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
Good. I don't know what's better, your introduction or Elvis's when he did the 2001 introduction. You know, I'm not sure which one's better, but... Da 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 ba dum, you know, like that, or the Blues Brothers, you know. Oh my goodness! Hey, Judge, how are you? All good. Confused, frustrated, but by the grace of God, holding steady, Judge Andrew. And yourself, sir? Everything okay?
Oh yes, I'm fine. Thank you, Joey. I mean, we live in a terrible world. Terrible world. Even in the United States, terrible. Freedom being curtailed all over the place, the government spying on us, students getting arrested for protesting. I'm not happy with any of it. But like and a former president on trial for a nonsense bookkeeping case, but life goes on.
It does. You know, Judge, I've been meaning to ask you about the FISA situation on when it goes to through Congress, and people say, well, you need it for terrorism, you need it for terrorism, but then we know and we have proof that they've used it to spy on American citizens. Give me your thoughts on the whole FISA situation, if I may, before we get into those Trump cases, Judge.
Well, I think it's profoundly unconstitutional, Joey. I can understand, and nobody will really seriously object to American spies spying on foreign persons. But when they communicate with Americans, that conversation needs to be the subject of a warrant. That's pretty basic, and it's in the Constitution. That warrant requirement was voted as a flat tie, 212 in favor and 212 against in the House of Representatives. And the Speaker of the House came down from the Speaker chair to vote against it. In the Senate, it passed by the bare minimum of 60 votes. These folks have just forgotten their obligation to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, which includes the Fourth Amendment, which includes the warrant requirement. But it's even worse. This new version of spying requires your cable installer to make your cable in your house available to the federal government.
What?
And if he refuses, or if he tells you that he's doing this, he can be prosecuted. Wait a minute, he can be prosecuted for speech? Yes. So in the same moment that they're violating your Fourth Amendment rights by spying on you without a search warrant, they're violating his First Amendment rights of the cable installer by not letting him tell you. Oh, there's an exception to this, Joey. Yeah. Or members of Congress. If they spy on the homes of members of Congress, the cable installer is allowed to tell you. You can't make this up. That's the law that Mike Johnson pushed through by one vote.
What? And the impetus is what? Is the DOJ pressuring him because They
well,
want
the
that
intelligence. The intelligence community is, of course, pressuring him, not the DOJ, because the intelligence community doesn't like warrants because warrants are obstacles to them. Yes, warrants are intentional obstacles to the government to keep the government off our backs and to preserve our right to be left alone. The whole purpose of the Fourth Amendment is to stop this mass spying, which we now have.
Yeah, that is scary. Judge Andrew Napolitano speaking the truth, fired up. Thank you for that. And with the recourse to that, Judge, before we move on, the recourse to that, what can we do? It's all in Congress's hand, I imagine.
Well, we'd have to elect members of Congress that are not afraid of the intelligence community. Mike Johnson's behavior has come under such scrutiny because when he was just Congressman Mike Johnson, that was just 6 months ago, before he was Speaker Johnson, he voted against all this stuff. He was against aid to Ukraine. He was against the spying. He was against FISA. As soon as he comes into power and the intelligence community starts lobbying him, he flips 180 degrees. And Trump flipped on this as well. Trump wrote on day one, kill FISA. On day two, he's embracing Mike Johnson, who enhanced FISA.
So the intel, you know, like Chuck Schumer said it best, you know, if you don't go along with the intel community, they got, you know, six ways of Sundays to take you down. Yeah, Schumer actually said that, and I think that's
Schumer's correct. Look at what they did to Donald Trump in his first term in office. They made his life miserable and came within a few votes of taking him down. The other thing they do is they have dirt on members of Congress, and they will threaten to reveal that dirt.
Hey, Judge,
all the time.
Stay with me on that. Who are these people? The Brennans of it all, you mean? Like those guys, those crusty guys that seem so angry all the time?
Bill Burns, who's the current head of the CIA. No different than Jack Brennan. Just one's a Republican and one's a Democrat, but they're no different. They both want to use the spying apparatus in violation of the law. The CIA's charter prohibits two things. It prohibits the CIA from spying inside the United States, and it prohibits the CIA from getting involved with American law enforcement. Harry Truman insisted on that because he didn't want to create here the same type of mass spying that the Allies had just defeated in Germany in World War II. And yet we have it here, and it is far worse than George Orwell or even the East German masters of this could ever have imagined.
Yeah, how do you undo that, Judge? Yeah, I know we could vote till we're blue in the face, and it doesn't matter because
one way to undo it is if the cable company refuses to cooperate with the feds, the cable company can challenge this in court. The feds will not go after them in a way that it can be challenged. They'll go after them sub rosa, below the radar, because the feds know if this is challenged, it violates the Fourth Amendment. The other thing to do is to elect new members of Congress. Most of the opposition to this came from Democrats, not from Republicans. Republicans were in favor of this. It's just reprehensible what they've done to us.
And Intel throughout, I guess, after post-World War II, and again, I'm fascinated by this, Judge Napolitano, the intel, because they are entrenched, and I call them lifelong bureaucrats, but it is indeed a deep state, Judge, correct?
I'm going to tell you a story. Jesse Ventura, whatever you think of him, has told this story in public, so I'm not just spilling any beans here. His first day in office as the governor of Minnesota, his chief of staff said, somebody from an office down the hall wants to say hello to you, but we don't know who he is, but insisting on seeing you. He's been here for a long time. Would you mind seeing him? The guy says, Ventura says, no, I don't mind seeing him. The guy comes in the office, closes Ventura's office, and says, I want you to know I'm from the Central Intelligence Agency. I'm really here to help you. I'm not going to cause you any problems, but I just want to know that I'm here. And Ventura says, get the F out, just like that. And the guy says, well, look, I'll be happy to leave, but my successor will come, and he won't identify himself to you.
Wow. Wow.
A former governor of New Jersey, whom you and I know well and whom you and I admire a great deal, told me a similar story. Wow. So we know the CIA is in every state house. We know it's spying on governors, Republicans, and Democrats. We know this happens. It doesn't matter who's the head of the CIA, and we don't do a damn thing about it.
Wow, and Jesse Ventura ran that one term. It was, boom, out. Probably
correct.
Something that, he, wow.
Correct, Judge. because he resisted the deep state.
Oh, my Lord. Judge, let me, if I can, I could stay on this forever. This is fascinating. We invite you to listen to Judge at JudgeKnapp.com. But let me go to this immunity case regarding Donald Trump. Does you think he does indeed have presidential immunity? You know the Supreme Court better than anybody, Judge. What are you thinking in this regard, sir?
Okay, so there's immunity for official government acts,
mm-hmm.
and there's immunity for behavior that is not an official government act. That's the distinction that the Supreme Court is going to have to decide. Were his efforts to do whatever he did in Georgia, in Arizona on January 6th, official government acts, or were they just intended to further his political candidacy, which would be personal acts? A court is going to have to resolve that. So my prediction is the Supreme Court will say, of course he has immunity for official acts, and of course he doesn't have immunity for personal acts, and only a jury can decide one from the other. So I think this is going to go right back to the trial court in the case, and the case will be tried. So it will look like a victory for Trump, but it won't be a victory, because I think the jury is going to find that whatever he did on January 6th was not in furtherance of his duties as president, but in furtherance of his status as a candidate.
Oh, that's so complex. And before we let you go, Judge Angie, you've been so gracious with your time, my friend. This case in New York, the Alvin Bragg case, we're all shaking our head, not knowing what's going on. Probably a conviction, even with the two lawyers that are in the jury. You think those lawyers would say, you know, if we convict Trump, we're going to have to live with that the rest of our life. And people will say there was no case there, because every lawyer knows how weak this case is at coming out of a misdemeanor. Your feelings on what happens, and indeed if Donald Trump gets convicted, he just goes to the appellate court, and the appellate court may be more understanding than this Judge Emmerichon.
I think you have a very good handle on it, Joe, as usual. But it's going to depend on how three witnesses are cross-examined. David Pecker, who I think you know him. I've known him for years, the former owner of the National Enquirer and a real character, and one of Trump's bosom buddies is now the government's chief witness against him. The other two witnesses are both former intimates of Donald Trump in a different way. One, Michael Cohen, and the other, Stormy Daniels. So it's just going to depend on how well Todd Blanche cross-examines these three and what the jury believes.
Yeah. Oh my. You can't. You just plain can't make it up. And back in the day. And I saw it. Did I hear Donald Trump this morning? We played it on the radio. They were interviewing him, and they said, "What about David Pecker? Good guy. Like him. Trump said that. But that's the government's witness, huh?
Pecker is burying Trump on the witness stand so far. But one thing about Trump is he commands loyalty, but he gives it as well.
Yeah, interesting. Judge, you couldn't make it up. Judge Andrew Napolitano, 10 million views. He's every single month this guy's got. I'm letting Phil Boyce and Jerry Crowley know, sir. Just duly noted. We know that.
remind Phil and Jerry that I love them.
They know that. They love you.
Billy too.
There you go, baby. Man, we love you back, Judge. Judge Andrew, thank you for your precious time, my friend. God bless. We'll talk soon, my friend. Thank you, Judge. God bless you. Thank you, Judge. Judge Andrew Napolitano, speaking the truth. That is so scary about the deep state. I am sorry. I am so fascinated about that. Are you not? And that is the wheelhouse for Judge Andrew Napolitano. You know, just freedom, your personal freedoms, man. And you got people locked in, and they're listening now. Is that scary to anybody? Oh, you can't make it up. Can't make it up, Debbie.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Judge is so astute when it comes to research, you know, mm-hmm. and facts, and the law, and our rights. Mm-hmm. And he just, it's scary to hear him say that the power power of the deep state like that. Hi, deep state. We can say hi.
Hi.
Listening, some guy listening in a van outside this radio station. Oh my lord!
Oh no!
That's we'll get there. Yeah, we hold nothing against them. That's okay.
No, nothing at all. We love everybody. You say it all the time. We love everybody.
You know what? Put the hate aside. Exactly right.
Exactly.
Oh, hey! Now I think they're going to do a cigar night at the station. We're going to do a cigar night. So it's great.
I'm there.
There you go. 919, Debbie's on the roads. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis will join us momentarily. Debbie's got traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. We're still seeing delays into and out of New York's Penn Station, up to a 30-minute delay because of Amtrak overhead wire issues over in Secaucus. New Jersey Transit rail tickets and passes are being cross-honored by New Jersey Transit bus, private carriers, and PATH at Newark, Penn, Hoboken, and 33rd. Let's see what's happening on 80. It's still really tough on 80 East, exit 66 in Hackensack. It's a crash. 287 North, exit 8 at Piscataway, a crash. Inbound towards Washington Bridge 10, Lincoln still 40, Holland 15. Stop and go traffic on 202 in both directions in Somers over in Westchester County. It's an accident by Lovell Street. 84 West over in Newtown in Connecticut, accident by exit 9. Looks like one lane is blocked at Newburg Beacon Bridge. Watch for some ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today, high of 56. Sunny tomorrow, high of 60. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days. We'll chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Dennis Prager isn't sure how people vote Democrat.
Has the left given us a non-binary term for mother? My parent, I guess that's it. They're against mother and father. I have read that to you on a number of occasions. And people still vote Democrat. The tragedy is that if the country is destroyed from within, a vast number of good people are going to be hurt.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer.
Happy birthday.
Hey, take a look outside.
No way! An electric bike? Can I take it for a ride?
We have a car versus electric bike crash on Main Street. Victim is a 17-year-old male and unresponsive. No sign of helmet use.
Don't let your gift become your grief. Work together. Learn about controlling an e-bike and operating it safely before they ride. Wear a helmet. Be careful in traffic. Slow down and follow the rules of the road. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Some breaking news coming up momentarily. Let me first, if I may, with Arthur Idala, let me first tell you about Relief Factor, a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. 100% drug-free. Relief Factor, developed by doctors searching for a better alternative to pain, you know? And using Relief Factor does unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s to help reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. Neck pain, back pain, joint pain. What do you got? All of the above? Me too. I know, but it goes away when I take Relief Factor, and I suggest you try to do the same. So when you try the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor, it's only $19.95. Also, you get a feel better or your money back guarantee. Boom! You feel better, your money back guarantee. You got nothing to lose, like we say in Jersey, right? And when I tell you this over and over again, I tell you this just to tell you how many people are using Relief Factor successfully and are happy with Relief Factor, with the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit. Over a million people have tried that kit. Nearly 70% go on to order more. Doesn't that tell you something? It's hundreds of thousands of people. Let's get you out of pain. All right, would you call, please? 800-4-RELIEF, 800 the number 4, the word relief, or relieffactor.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 924. You know, Arthur Idala, Power Hour, is on every night at 6 o'clock right here on AM 970. The Answer. Well, the man himself is kind enough to join us with some breaking news that you will hear. Arthur, thanks for jumping on the air. You're the busiest guy in the universe, my friend.
You're the first one. Yeah, the first one, and I have to be professional about this, but
go.
Talking to you like a brother. And
yes, sir.
You know, 925, there's no one listening, right? Just me and you right now.
I'm
supposed to be very, like, professional and say, well, I'm glad the court agreed with our decision and they found the law in our favor. But obviously, I mean, let me talk about my favorite topic for a minute, which is me. I haven't worked this hard. I have not worked this hard since I studied for the bar exam, preparing for that appeal. I argued my tail off. It was a 4-3 decision. It kind of felt the way that like if you look at the United States Supreme Court, the liberals went one way and the conservatives went the other way.
Yeah.
But ultimately, look, I'm not going to lie, Joe. It's a 75-page decision. All I've read is reversed. One word, reversed.
So wait, now tell us about your client. Tell us about the case, if you would, Arthur.
Oh, my client, that guy, right. So there was this guy named Harvey Weinstein. He still holds the record tied with Steven Spielberg for winning the most Oscars ever as a producer in Hollywood. And he was accused of sexually assaulting 3 women. And he was never accused of, like, forcible rape. It was all, like, sexual assault. He was found guilty at trial. He was acquitted of one of the women. He was found guilty of a lesser charge on another woman. And on one woman, he was charged with sexually assaulting her. Again, not rape, but a sexual assault. That was what he was convicted of. The judge sentenced him to 23 years, so he was going to basically die in prison since he's 70. And the middle court found that the judge's rulings were okay. He allowed in many extra witnesses who Harvey was not charged with assaulting, but they testified, he assaulted me too. And the judge also ruled in Donald Trump just had this Sandoval ruling. If he testifies, what could come in? But with Donald Trump, they said 5 things that could come in from very recent rulings. With Harvey Weinstein, they said 32 things could come in from as far back as the Ronald Reagan administration, which basically prevented him from testifying. And the judges, I believe, said, you know what, even though people may not like this guy, Harvey Weinstein, he did not get a fair trial. And that's a great day
for
all defendants in the United States of America, that no matter who you are, Harvey Weinstein or Donald Trump, you deserve all the protections of the United States Constitution and the laws of the United States of America.
But then now people are going to look at Donald Trump as not. They accuse Donald Trump of everything, and he got not convicted of anything. But on Harvey Weinstein, walk me through this because he's your client, and I know you must be protective, and I respect that, Arthur Idala. So, but with Weinstein, you think, hey, he was after chicks, and he was awful, and everything. But all of that. The judges are saying right now that they, because of your hard legal work and because it apparently is true, according to the judges, it all is thrown out on behalf of going after Harvey Weinstein.
The judges aren't saying, oh, Harvey Weinstein's innocent, he didn't do anything wrong. Okay. What they're saying is this judge got so caught up in the whirlwind of the Me Too movement, he threw all the law books out the window and did not give Harvey Weinstein a fair trial. And this guy deserves to go back to the court with a different judge and get a fair trial.
Yeah.
And look, I do have to say this, Joe. No matter what we say about Harvey, he has been consistent throughout, saying, I fooled around with these women. And, you know, it was totally consensual. Then they came to me and they said they wanted a part in a movie. And I was like, look, I can't do that. And all of a sudden, now the times we fooled around became a rape charge or a sexual assault charge. So he has been consistent from the moment I met him 5 years ago till today that, we fooled around, but, you know, I didn't push myself on anyone. So We'll see. He lives to fight another day in New York. Let's be honest, Joe. He still got convicted in California, so now he's got to go fight that case.
Yeah, so is he? Does he get out of jail now? I mean, walk us through what happened.
No, because he'll get sent from the upstate jail that he's in to the downstate jail, right here, basically back in Rikers. And then we'll go in front of the court, and your friend, Alvin Bragg, is going to have to decide. You know who's calling me right now? Geraldo Rivera.
Can
I try? Can I try to loop him in and put him on the radio with you?
Sure. Yeah. You bring him in on the phone call, and we'll chat about this.
Geraldo Rivera.
Is this you?
Yeah, listen to me. You're on the radio. You're live on the radio with Joe Piscopo. Say hello to Joe Piscopo.
Hey, what's up?
Geraldo, how are you? Listen, we got you all together on this court ruling we're going to get into. But first and foremost, if I may, Arthur, for a second, Geraldo, how are you doing? You're in Ohio these days?
I'm in Ohio, but I was spending May in New York and August.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll see plenty of me.
Well, because we miss you, my brother. Listen, so how about, Geraldo, how about this? And Arthur, listen, and the first thing, the caveat I got to do for you listening to Piscopo and to Geraldo Rivera and to Arthur Idala on the radio, we know Harvey Weinstein got such a, he's been accused of and how atrocious it was. I'm trying to be careful on my legalese, Arthur, but now it was found out in court just now. So it's breaking news that the trial was not fair. He did not get a fair trial. That was because of Arthur Idala's, if I may, prowess in the courtroom. Geraldo, your thoughts on all of this, please.
Well, I think the last thing you said, Joe, is absolutely true. Arthur Idala is probably the best litigator maybe in town, maybe even beyond. This was a very important case. I know lots of people did not like, hated Harvey Weinstein. A lot of people in the industry, a lot of people we all know mutually. But that wasn't the action that was taken. The cause of action was the fact that the prosecutors brought in lots of character witnesses, let's say, lots of women who alleged that he had done all this stuff, but were never part of any criminal case. In other words, they just assailed his character, one lady after the next, and the court found, righteously, I think, that wasn't fair. I mean, he wasn't allowed to question them for fear that he'd be into even a bigger jam. So, this is a case of a real wretched person who got screwed by the system, nevertheless, and the law applies to everybody.
I'm not signing on to the wretched person part.
Arthur, he's relentless, Geraldo. He's relentless. You got to love him for that, man. Hey, but Arthur, so walk us through what's the next steps with your client, if we may, sir.
Well, how about this, Joe Piscopo? You know about this before Harvey Weinstein. He's still... Yeah, I don't think he gets to a phone until 10 or 11 o'clock, unless he's somewhere in a prison where there's a news.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
so it's not like I can pick up the phone and call him.
Right.
So, and then he'll be shipped down to the city.
Yeah.
It's funny how it works because now he's not a ward of the state, so the state wants him out of there as soon as possible because they want to stop paying for him. And your buddy, Joe Piscopo knows, he dines regularly with Alvin Bragg. He's got to figure out what he's going to do with him.
I think he's going to try him again to L.A., where California is up next. They have a conviction against him. I think that California's got to take custody, remove him from New York, bring him to the California system, and let him litigate there. I don't think he's got any pending cases in New York, does he?
No, he doesn't have anything. And all I can tell you this, Joe Piscopo, is when I was preparing for this appeal, yeah, I met with the woman, Jennifer Bogene, who argued the Bill Cosby appeal.
Yeah.
And she's arguing Harvey's California appeal, and she said she has stronger arguments that he didn't get a fair trial in California than I have here in New York.
So,
will you try that case in Los Angeles, Arthur? Are you licensed?
The first case is going to be here in New York. I will be as honest as I can with two brothers I have on the phone. Okay. With Harvey Weinstein, you never exactly know, but I would think I have earned his confidence with this tremendous victory that he will put his life in my hands.
Yeah, Geraldo, amazing. It's amazing. Geraldo, you are so eloquent. Geraldo Rivera, always admired that in you on camera and on the radio. Walk us through, because I know people are listening going, oh, it's Harvey Weinstein. This guy's an animal. I mean, how do you address that? Because you have to be objective in the sense that perhaps the trial indeed was not fair.
It's like the Bill Cosby case also. As the Me Too movement really took hold, as it really began dominating the discussion of men are animals and they've done all these horrible things and women have been oppressed and so forth. And sometimes it's true and sometimes it's not true. With Harvey Weinstein, because he was such a foul character, because nobody liked him.
Objection, Your Honor. Objection.
Go ahead, Geraldo, please.
Well, what happened is the prosecutors figured that, how can we really tell the story of this awful person other than to bring in women, even if they never complained to the cops, even if they never had a criminal case, but if they had a negative story to tell about Harvey, they put him on the witness stand. The judge let five, I think, on to just tell the story of Harvey's a monster. Harvey couldn't question them because if he questioned them, then he would have opened himself up to more cross-examination. Once he took the witness stand, he would have been walking into a landmine, so he had to keep his mouth shut as people who were never part of a criminal case were allowed to go after him full bore. What happened is now, and it should have happened in the Cosby case also, they're going to have to severely limit these character witnesses. There has to be a real judgment. I haven't read the Court of Appeals judgment yet, but it's righteous in my view, the result. And I think that when you read it, they will severely limit the conditions under which character witnesses can be used to prosecute someone, even if the character witnesses never complained to the authorities.
Thanks.
Like a real lawyer. Like a real lawyer. Geraldo.
And Geraldo, again, as you listen, please, this your personal feelings aside, what Arthur Idala has done here is monumental in a courtroom, correct, Geraldo, in your opinion,
well,
sir?
In a city of lawyers, Arthur, hardscrabble, hardcore Brooklyn, not the power powerful firm when he started.
Right, right.
You know, an outsider, a scrapper, an accident guy, kid gets in trouble. Now he's become one of the powerhouse lawyers in the city of lawyers. He's established himself as someone, the go-to guy. You're in a jam, you call Arthur Idala or his fine firm, which is rife with judges that are now lawyers working for him.
I'm not objecting to any of this, Joe.
I know a guy. Arthur, your favorite expression, Arthur, I know a guy. Now we know a guy. We know a guy. That's you.
I know a guy.
That's you.
Me too.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
Well, Joe, while I'm on the phone with you, and Geraldo's talking, I clicked over. It's Alan Dershowitz. And he just said to me, Arthur, he goes, I am so proud of you.
Really?
Geraldo, yeah, listen. I think we're due for a dinner, Arthur and Geraldo, and let's bring Alan Dershowitz in Brooklyn. We go to Michael's of Brooklyn if you want, fellas, whatever you want. But Arthur, I got to tell you, you'll be talking about this live on the air tonight, Arthur Idala, correct?
Yeah, and Piscopo, just so you know, you're the first person on the planet Earth who I'm speaking to about this publicly.
Yeah, about that.
My phone is blowing up. You have no idea.
Thank you.
NBC News. You're the first person that has heard my voice.
I know Mr. Crowley appreciates it. Geraldo, we send our love, respect, and appreciation for joining us. And Arthur, thank you, Arthur. Thank you for checking in. We'll be listening tonight at 6 o'clock, okay?
Thank
and we'll break it all down. We got the news with Al Gattulo right now. Arthur Idala, the Arthur Idala Power Hour tonight at 6. Break it all down. And, you know, and please put your personal feelings aside toward what Harvey Weinstein was, is, what you think he is. And I know, and I understand. I understand. I have to do a caveat every time we chat on the radio. But what Arthur does to get that reversed, that decision reversed, and Arthur will explain further what will happen tonight at 6 o'clock right here on AM 970. The answer is quite monumental. It's a crazy world. And we applaud Arthur for his brilliance as an attorney. Fair enough. Fair enough. Give me a call. Tell me I'm crazy. You're welcome to call 877-970-2999. Al is in the newsroom, 939 on AM 970. The answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
47 degrees at 939. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As I was just talking about, former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein has had his conviction for sex crimes in New York overturned. The New York Court of Appeals ruled 4-3 that Weinstein did not receive a fair trial. The court found the judge in his trial made an error, allowing women to testify about alleged sexual assaults committed by Weinstein that were not part of the charges against him. Weinstein was also sentenced in Los Angeles in February of last year to 16 years in prison after he was convicted of rape, and that conviction still stands. Arthur will have much more tonight on his program at 6 o'clock, the Arthur Idala Power Hour. Airlines will soon have to give refunds for canceled and excessively delayed flights. The Department of Transportation announced the rollout of the new rules Wednesday that call for automatic cash refunds if a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Refunds of checked bag fees will also be required if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. The DOT giving airlines 6 months to comply with the new rules. New rules are also in the works regarding family seating fees and rights for passengers who travel using wheelchairs. In sports, Mets snapped their 3-game losing streak. They blew out the Giants 8-2 in their series finale, and the Yankees have won 2 in a row. They bashed the Athletics 7-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Heading to the Gothalls Bridge into Staten Island, it's an accident. Outer bridge crossing okay. Watch for delays with New Jersey Transit service into and out of New York's Penn Station. Up to a 30-minute delay with Amtrak overhead power issues near Secaucus. New Jersey Transit rail tickets and passes being cross-honored by New Jersey Transit buses, private carriers, and PATH trains. Let's see what's happening. Newburgh Beacon Bridge at some ongoing construction. Also over at the Edcoch 59th Street Bridge, city-bound, we're seeing some construction as well. So definitely watch out for that. 287 North exit 37 getting up through Hanover. We're getting reports of a collision, so prepare for delays. New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north getting up toward the area of exit 9. It's some ongoing construction to contend with over there as well. And 9 northbound Ernston Road in Sayreville, ongoing road work. Partly cloudy today, high of 56. Sun tomorrow, high of 61. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Greetings, friends. Sebastian Gorka here. You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for some time now. And yes, many of my colleagues do as well. What makes Y-Refi so different from other investments? Let's quickly break it down. Y-Refi offers a secure, collateralized portfolio with a strong fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. There is no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back and you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily or take income, whatever you choose. There are absolutely no fees, and an investment in Y-Refi is an investment in America's future. Simply call 888-Y-Refi-24. That's 888-Y-Refi-24. And when you call, you will not get a sales pitch. Just the info you need to see if Y-Refi is a better investment option for you. Or log on to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then refi.com. And make sure you tell them Dr. Gorka sent you.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online at Patriots Alaska Cruise.
In business, service is everything.
Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. And 61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Let me tell you about law enforcement against drugs. You know, being with all the NYPD last night, you know, at the Blue Lives Matter event with Chaz Palminteri for his great event, helping out children with Cooley's anemia. But working with all those NYPD officers yesterday and seeing them all, meeting them all, talking with them all, and they have family and sons and daughters, and meeting Officer Bond on her beautiful horse, you know, one of the mounted police officers. Just it inspires me to tell you about Nick DeMauro, former police officer, and law enforcement against drugs. We want you to go to leaddrugs.org, okay? LEADrugs.org. It's a curriculum that goes into school that stops bullying, violence, and drugs. And now, every Saturday at noon, right here on AM 970, The Answer, you could hear Nick DeMauro and his radio show called Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy. The lead guy is Nick DeMauro, Battling Drugs and Violence with the Lead Guy, right here on Saturdays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I just want to go geopolitically for a minute. A lot breaking this morning. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, your retired U.S. Army officer, he knows him. On the ground experience inside Russia, inside Ukraine, authors of Kings of the East, kind enough to take the time with us. Colonel McGinnis, welcome back to the show. Thank you for taking the time with us this morning, sir.
Well, glad to be with you, Joe.
You know, we need, if I may, Colonel, because a lot of people are complaining about the, you know, $68 billion, whatever's going to Ukraine. Why is it going to Ukraine? A guy like myself, I understand. I know that Putin's like Hitler. He's not going to stop. I see that militarily from talking to yourself and to other folks in the military and on that geopolitical scene. But can we itemize the money? I mean, and let me start here. It was just to send that much money to Ukraine, even with all our problems here at home, Colonel McGinnis. Yes?
Yeah, it is itemized. Whether or not Congress is aware of how, you know, it's costed out, I would think that they would be. But certainly, you know, Ukraine comes in with their list, just like the Israelis and the Taiwanese, and they say, this is what we'd like, and of course, we put a price tag on it and tell Congress that's what it's going to cost, and that's where they come up with $95 billion that Mr. Biden signed yesterday.
And that will go to, because, and then this too, Colonel McGinnis, because you know, and we appreciate your expertise. You've been there in Ukraine. You know it. Someone, and I don't know what to believe anymore online, so that's why I'm checking with you, sir, where they showed the bar scene in Ukraine. Now, was that propaganda? I don't know that it was. Oh, here's, look, Kyiv is doing so great, and they show Kyiv doing well, and they show the bar scene, and everybody's happy, and then those of us who are, you know, struggling to pay our taxes, you know, watch all that money go to Ukraine. Is that propaganda? Is it as bad as they're telling us it is, I guess, is the question, Colonel McGinnis?
Yeah, well, it is hard to control what a nation does with what we give them. And to, you know, get true accountability, we have people over there that are, you know, looking over their shoulders, at least if they allow us to look over, and then how they're expending it. At the same time, you know, I've never been in favor of the war, and I said that deterrence was wrong by the Biden administration. But the fact is that things have changed over the last couple of years because the Russians, have not only spent 300,000 of their own personnel, they've ramped up registration and conscription. They've turned their industry into making a war machine. And what we see across Eastern Europe from the Baltics down to Bulgaria are a lot of nervous allies recognizing that things have changed, that Putin is very ambitious. So, I can understand the hesitancy here. And, even the Republicans, the House Republicans didn't support the aid package that the Senate Republicans did support it under McConnell's leadership. We still don't have a long-term strategy. We don't know what an end state is. And Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, comes out and says, this is going to run out this year, so they're going to have to come back to Congress for more money. And J.D. Vance says, no, you're not going to get any more money. So we're really at an impasse here. And at the same time, our European allies are nervous in the service.
And again, with your experience, is NATO helping out like they should be helping out, Colonel McGinnis?
Well, they are ramping up their investment in arms. We're finding that the Germans and the French and others are really starting to spin up their industrial base to make more weapons because, a lot of it has been depleted. Even our own weapons supply and arsenals have been depleted because we've, fed the war machine in Ukraine. And so this is a issue that everybody should be concerned about, given that not only is Russia involved, the Chinese, our primary adversary, arguably, is really ready to go. And we have a major exercise ongoing right now with the Filipinos in the South China Sea. We have Blinken over in China today saying, stop supplying the Russians. We have NATO allies arguing, such as the Polish Prime Minister saying, look, we want your nuclear weapons, United States, in Poland so that they can face down the Russians. So, the instability is growing.
Yeah, Colonel McGinnis, it's a tough situation, but I don't want to lose sight. As you listen to Colonel McGinnis and Piscopo on the radio, don't forget, and correct me if I'm wrong, Colonel McGinnis, you've been there, that Putin is, in many respects, a madman and will do what it takes, certainly to take all of Ukraine back, correct?
Yeah, he just arrested his deputy minister for defense, Ivanov, for corruption. Basically what they want to do is to boost the Kremlin's popularity across that country. And then Putin was reelected by 87% of the vote, even though it was obviously manipulated. We're facing adversaries, totalitarians across the world. And unfortunately, we have in the White House, I think, a remake of Woodrow Wilson, who ran and narrowly won in 1916 and then turns around 3 months later, after promising he wouldn't get us in war, he asked Congress for a declaration of war against Germans. And so, that's a sort of historical vignette that we ought to pay attention to.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, great chat as always, my friend. Thank you for joining us, sir. Thanks for your service to this great country.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good day.
Thank you, Colonel McGinnis. Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads, 952 on AM 970. The Answer, great to see you last night, Deb. Thanks so much. How are we doing this morning?
And great to see you too, Joe. It was so much fun. Let's see what's happening. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. We are seeing delays right now, Joe, as you head to 9 northbound after Sayreville. Construction, New Jersey Transit delays into and out of New York's Penn Station up to 30 minutes. Golf Balls Bridge, that's busy getting into Staten Island with a crash being cleared. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge on the upper level into Queens with some ongoing road work. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Staten Island District Attorney Michael McMahon.
We talked about the changes to the law when it comes to victims and the accused. Someone breaks into your house, they get caught, they and their attorney are allowed to come back to your house to view the scene for defense. So tell us about that law. Is that law still in existence? And how has it been working with some of the cases that you've had?
when it comes to the discovery, we talk about the ability of the accused to visit someone's home, to examine the premises, or to get witnesses' names early on in the process, putting those witnesses, victims as well, at risk. Those laws have not been changed, and that still exists. We do fight as well as we can to get protective orders in those cases.
Stay informed. Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and my friend and colleague Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. An incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July weekend. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska over pristine water, all while celebrating America's past and future. June 29th to July 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or go to PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A freeze warning until later this morning for the distant north and west suburbs, and then also a freeze watch later tonight, as there is going to be areas where we get back into the 30s. Now, today is going to be cool despite sunshine as our high gets to 57. Then we dip down here in the city to 41, but in the 30s for the suburbs. Now, tomorrow, sunshine again, still chilly but not as bad, 62, and then we'll be at 61 with some spotty showers Saturday. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Joe on the radio telling you about InfuCare RX under the watchful eye of our good friend Devin Patel, founder and CEO. InfuCare RX is a leading nationwide specialty infusion pharmacy provider for patients with complex conditions. If you're currently in need of infusion services, whether IV, sub-Q, whatever you're thinking about, there's immunoglobulin, a saline, you know? Now, InfuCare RX can offer a positive lifestyle change by providing the services where? In your home, right in your home, as opposed to a clinic or a hospital. And patients of InfuCare RX have access to their full clinical team via phone and digital access 24/7, 365. I know the folks at InfuCare RX. I think you will love them and feel so comfortable with them. You got to speak with your doctor first. See if you're a candidate for the safe and convenient at home infusion services of InfuCare RX. Now, to review the services, please go to InfuCareRx.com, InfuCareRx.com. It's InfuCare RX, improving quality of life one patient at a time.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Joe on the radio. Joe Sebelia, thank you. What a show. Mamma mia. And, you know, Arthur Idell is on tonight, 6 o'clock, right here on AM 970, The Answer. So, please, you got to put your feelings aside, but legally, Al, just give us a synopsis before we go, if you would be so kind.
So
what happened?
So basically, the appeals court in a 4-3 decision decided that Harvey Weinstein did not get a fair trial, that they brought in witnesses that did not have any, bearing on the case that was going on. Yeah. So Arthur was arguing the case on those merits, that he didn't get a fair trial, because, again, we live under a system of laws, and everyone is entitled, whether you like the person or not, they're entitled to a fair trial. And now it is up to the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg to either institute a new trial or to just let it go. Now, again, I think Arthur is correct. They'll bring him down here to a jail in New York City, then they're going to ship him out to California, where he will go to a California prison, Harvey Weinstein, for the time being. And there's another lawyer obviously trying that case out there to get it overturned because he wasn't given a fair trial. So we'll see what happens there.
So Bragg could just say, done, it's over.
Right, because he's already in jail in California. So, again, it could be wasting taxpayers' money again. Or he could be, you know, just say, that's it, we're done with this.
Yeah, thank you, Al. Thank you, Joe. Great job, guys. Debbie, thank you. Thanks for supporting the police last night, Debbie Duane. Appreciate that, too. And Carol Fassaro, thanks for staying on the social media. I'm a little slow, so we appreciate you staying on it. Michael, thanks for staying on the phones. Mert Roberts is going to podcast this out in a minute. Make it a great day if you can, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
47 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York and New Jersey being named on Travel and Leisure's Best Beaches list for 2024. The list names 25 beaches in the country in no particular order. Rockaway Beach in New York and Asbury Park Beach in New Jersey join the ranks of popular beaches in Hawaii, Florida, and California. The website said for city dwellers, Rockaway Beach's white sand, 5-mile boardwalk, and surf-worthy waves are heaven, while Asbury Park Beach is everything you want out of a northeastern summer spot. A new Johnny Cash album coming out more than two decades after his death. Universal Music is issuing Songwriter, a collection of 11 previously unreleased demos Cash recorded in 1993. All of them are self-written originals, according to Variety. Only two of the songs were re-recorded and released, appearing in different forms on American recordings. Wall Street opening with stocks sharply lower. This comes after the release of the first quarter's GDP report. It found gross domestic product expanded by 1.6% in the first quarter against projections of 2.4%. At the opening bell, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ were all trading much lower. In sports, Mets over the Giants 8-2. Yankees beat the Athletics by the final of 7-3. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.